I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers Kane's most famous fires. From the time General Kane's sawmill burned down in 1865, large fires have changed the course of local business on the hilltop. When the glass industry became Kane's most important driver of economic growth and development in the early 1900s, the town was particularly prone to devastating fires. With gas ovens burning at over 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit to melt sand into glass, the Standard Window Glass Company burned in 1906, as did the Kane Flint and Bottle Company 10 years later. As kids, we would treasure the huge hunks of seafoam-colored glass that we would uncover, interspersed with charred pieces of brick in the blackberry patches next to Birch Street Extension. What we did not understand was that the berry bushes had grown up around the debris hauled there from the glass factory fires by rail car more than 50 years ago. According to reports in the Kane Republican, no complete and official record exists of the town's largest and most disastrous fires. One conflagration that is documented by early photographs is the Chase Street fire of 1906 that wiped out an entire block between Baird and Greve Streets. According to newspaper reports, as many as 30 horses were lost in the fire when a gas-operated clipping apparatus ignited inside a Chase Street livery. One of the earliest recorded commercial fires, dating to 1901, gutted the Smith & Welker hardware store, which was later Western Auto, and destroyed the New Fleming Hotel and the Durham & Hood Drug Store. The fire would not be the last misfortune store owner John Durham would suffer, however, as he would perish 6 years later in the sinking of the SS Columbia when it collided with a steamship San Pedro off the coast in the Pacific Northwest. Another Kane man, Franklin Ulf, was picked up by lifeboats as the two were sailing from San Francisco to Portland. Durham's body was never recovered. Other notable fires include the burning of the New Thompson House in 1916, and the Temple Theater fire of 1924. Like the glass factories, the flammable nature at Kane's lumber works and chemical plants also put these businesses at increased risk of fire. Sargent Chemical Works Company was destroyed by fire in 1945, and Bowman's lumber mill went up in 1948. McMillan Lumber Company sawmill burned in 1966, followed a year later by the McCluskey Lumber Company fire. Perhaps the largest fire in recent memory was in 1976 when the Vollmer Building on Fraley Street was destroyed. According to the Kane Republican, damages from the blaze were estimated at $215,000. If there is a silver lining to this destructive fire, it is that the O.G. Crawford Park Amphitheater now well occupies the formerly vacant site. Thanks to the organization of several volunteer firefighting services over the years, the severity of local fires has been mitigated. The original association, Citizens Hose Company, was founded in 1887, with the Griffith Company being organized a short time later. According to the Kane Republican, the Mountain Hose Company was formed in 1896, followed by the Rescue Hose Company. The formation of the West Side Hose Company occurred in the early 1900s. Finally, in 1969, the separate fire units were consolidated into a central fire department and took up residence at the current Poplar Street location. Today, Kane Volunteer Fire Department No. 5 has a stated mission of protecting life and property in a fiscally responsible manner. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.